Well, hello, GWA. It's CX, and I have something a bit different for you from what I normally record. I've bought a toy. A little while ago, CB made a post using her rabbit, and I made a jokey comment saying, I should get one, haha. And she said, so you should. And our mutual friend, Crazy Man, said that I definitely should. He did offer to make me one modelled on himself. But as that hasn't arrived in my postbox just yet, I decided to buy one. I had a bit of a false start. The first one that I was sent, it's a rechargeable one and it wouldn't charge. So you can imagine the excitement that I had when it arrived, and then to find that I couldn't actually use it was pretty frustrating. But it arrived the other day. It is, for people who'd like to know, a Tracy Cox Super Sex rechargeable rabbit vibrator. Tracy Cox is, I think probably the word is, sexpert here in the UK. She's often on the telly, and she seems to have her own range of sex toys. And so I've got this one here. I'm not going to do an unboxing because I already unboxed it to make sure it worked, because I didn't want all that happening all over again. But what I do have is a lovely satin drawstring bag to keep it in, which I bought at the same time, because it's silicone and I don't want it. Well, I also, even if it wasn't silicone, I wouldn't want to get it damaged or knocking about in my in the drawer beside my bed without being nicely wrapped up. So I'm now holding it in my hand. It's a G-spot vibrator. It's got a sort of a curvy bit at the front with bunny ears, the sort of thing that everyone's familiar with, and it is so smooth. And I think I'm probably going to say that quite a lot. A little while ago, Tom Like a Bomb did a Fleshlight audio, and he couldn't stop himself saying, it's so soft. And I think I'm going to be saying it's so smooth a lot about this, because it's lovely. It's really, really soft, and sort of, it feels silky, even though it's obviously not made of material. It's made of silicone, because everything I've read says silicone's the least likely to react and cause unpleasant side effects and things like that. So I might as well go for what's apparently the best for me. Hopefully this will be the best for me in more than one way. So I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, but I'm going to have a play around with this, and happy to have you on board listening in as I play with it. I have prepared myself a little bit. I watched a video that someone posted, and I've just reread a conversation I had on Kick with someone the other day. And I really don't think I need to follow the advice that says you need lube, because I'm pretty wet. My knickers are wet, and I really don't think I'm going to be needing any lube, although I do have some just in case, because I like to be prepared. So this has got various different speeds and patterns, and I'm kind of going to be learning them while you listen to me. So I think I'd better get started, because I've been nattering along for getting on for 5 minutes and I haven't done anything yet. So I'm sure you don't want to be here all night with me. Although actually I wouldn't mind that. Okay, so here we go. It's let's just get it started, and over my knickers. We'll find out what it feels like. So I hope this isn't going to deafen you. It's not that loud, but hopefully the microphone isn't going to pick this up and not me. So this is everything vibrating gently-ish. Ooh, and even just holding that on myself. Through my pants feels really nice. Let's press the next button and see what happens. Whoa. Ooh. Because I've got my pants on, I'm not really getting the effect of the bunny ears. And of course, I haven't. This is just resting on me and vibrating away. It feels pretty good. Okay, let's press the button again. That's one vibrate in the shaft and one in the ears, alternately. I'm not sure about that. Oh, that one's quite nice. That's sort of a couple of seconds burst and then a pause. Not sure about this one. Four little bursts in the shaft and four little bursts on the ears. I think that's going to leave me waiting too long. Okay, next. What's happening now? Oh, right. A long burst in the shaft, a long burst in the ears, and then both together for a long burst. I quite like that. Apparently from one charge I get 90 minutes of this. I don't think I'll be here with you for 90 minutes, but... Okay, next. Ooh, that sort of bursts, boom, 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 of the shaft and the ears together. That's not bad, I quite like that. Oh, now we're back to the beginning. Okay. So. Okay, and the outside of it is wet, and I've still got my pants on. Right, they're going to have to come off. So there'll be rustling of clothing while that happens. No clothes between me and the rabbit this time. Let's see what happens, what noises we can get. Don't know how good my microphone is, but maybe you can hear the wetness. Okay, let's press start again. The little ears you can use on their own. As well, I kind of aim them. So they kind of wrap around my clip. That feels good. Oh, this is supposed to be inserted, so let's do that.
it's supposed to have, it's a shape to hit the G-spot, so I have to say, I'm not entirely sure about that. But that's not going to let me, that's not going to stop me trying. Oh, now the bunny ears are, ooh. Ooh, it's, ooh. Oh, I've stopped being all educational suddenly. Oh, it's a perfect shape to kind of grip, bear down on, I'm not sure, but oh, it feels good. I'm not sure if the ears are quite where they need to be. Let's try some of the other settings. Right. That's just harder vibrations. Pulsing one of those. Oh, I like that. And as predicted, no lube required. Oh, I can sort of wiggle those ears. I'm kind of half sitting up in bed, and if I sort of, I'm kind of forcing my hips down, and so the toy moves inside me, and the ears press harder. So it's like your cock is inside me, and I'm grinding on you. About the squeaks. It's funny, if I pull it out of me, it gets louder, and that just makes me laugh. But when it slides back in, it's fucking fantastic. Just get those ears adjusted. It's not enormous, this, but it's quite big enough, and seem to hit some nice spots. I'm making some sloshy noises. It's so wet. I thought I might be able to leave it there without holding on, but it's not going to stay there if I don't hold it. Ooh, actually, when the click thing goes on its own, it's really nice. But then it's not nice when it stops, because it kind of goes in a pattern, so... Ooh, the pulsing one's nice, though. Came with a little instruction book. It said you could try riding it. Now, I'm not sure if this is going to work. Oops. I'll just turn it off while I move. Because it's just got a rounded end and I'm sitting on my bed. It might be a total disaster, but I'm going to give it a try because I'm adventurous, and I'd like to imagine I'm riding on your cock while I've got these fantastic vibrations going through me. So, let's see what happens. Ooh. Oh God, that feels good. So it's upright on the bed, basically, and I've impaled myself on it. I just hope the vibrations aren't going through my bed into the bedroom of my downstairs neighbour. But I don't think I care at this point because this feels very, very good. This goes against the grain for me, but I think I'm going to try and stop talking. Just see what happens. Because riding on you like this. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Thank you. I'm playing with my nipples now because that always turns me up even more. I'm just gonna move again. I'm such a fidget, aren't I? Yeah, I'm waving this thing around in the air near the microphone, so I hope it didn't deafen you. If you think it's got quieter, it has. That's because it's disappeared again. I'm sorry I couldn't warn you about that, but it kind of took me by surprise. So I'll just shift so I can reach to press stop and save it. Ooh, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Good night.